just come from the poorest part. Contrary to people's beliefs, Trey Songz did pretty good. He was decent. It's when 50 come in, he fucked the whole shit up. Like, 50... What? Come on, 50. Gotta do better than that. Gotta do better than that, 50. Well, as y'all know, Shaq TV going live. The credentials is there. The experience is there. I done traveled up and down the Eastern Hemisphere. Don't come for me. Don't try me. It's just not going to happen. I'm not saying I'm a hard-headed person. I'm not saying I'm not a person that can be switched in whatever role I think I have. I'm just saying that I come with facts, not feelings, and logic. And I want to start off by saying I told y'all so. I know I said I wasn't going to be the person to be like, I told y'all so. But in some cases, I'm going to be the person to say, I told y'all so. For the simple fact, this hurricane right now is fucking shit up. And I don't think it's a coincidence that we just burnt down the fucking Amazon and then this happens right after. It's connected, people. If y'all don't know by now, the world is round. And we are on Titanic plates, and they shift from time to time. That's why we have earthquakes, tsunamis, and what's not. And when you release like smoke and shit into the atmosphere, the earth is gonna find something to do with that. And that's why we get like tornadoes, hurricanes, bad weather, horrible weather, whatever the case may be. But I say all that to say this: them people in the Bahamas, they gonna survive this. Cause I've lived through a hurricane before, believe it or not. I was pretty young. I knew what was going on, but I didn't feel the struggle of it for the simple fact that I didn't know any better. After, like, when you're young like that, you just think like this shit is normal. Like, okay, we're gonna have hurricanes. We're gonna have to rebuild the house. We're gonna have to rebuild the crib. We're gonna have to go and find your roof. That's the thing. Like, your roof might get blown off, and you got to go find it and put it back on top of your house. That's the thing. My prayers and condolences to all the families who probably lost someone or whatever the case may be, someone is hurt. But also, like, people from the Caribbean are resilient. Like, I know they're going to get through it. They're going to do what they do. And there's people swimming in that water right now. Believe it or not, like, this is not one of the funnest times to go to the beach and go swim, but this is one of the times where people go and see if, like, if you're a swimmer or you not. Like, this hurricane weather is not to be played with, but us Caribbeans, we wild and crazy, and we go in that water, and, like, we fuck with the current and see if the current could take us away. If it can't, we come back ashore. Like, it's just the fun and games about the situation. What's next? Mr. Dave Chappelle. I would say that not everybody's going to like it. Not everybody's going to like it. But I will recommend for everybody to go watch it. That's a major key. Not everybody's going to like it, but everybody should watch it. My opinion on it, I liked it. It was funny. He's a comedian. That's what I go to comedians to do. I go there to laugh. If a comedian was to say, Shaq, you have happier eyebrows, blah, 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 and it was funny, I would laugh. I'm not going to be like, Dave Chappelle, you shouldn't talk about people with half of eyebrows. Like, that's not right. He's a comedian. He tells jokes. None of it is meant in a malicious or harmful way. Second, if I was a person that was like, I want to be regular, I want you to treat me like you treat everyone else, but when you start talking about my eyebrows, I'd be like, no, 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 you can't talk about my eyebrows, you can't talk about my half eyebrows, then I would be asking for special treatment and special privileges, and that would not make me a regular person. That would not make me a person that I get treated like everyone else. Because everyone else gets joked on, but me with my half of eyebrows don't want to get joked on. That really doesn't that doesn't make sense logically. Second, it's like, I want to say, when you listening to a comedian, it's very important to let a comedian do what they do. If it's funny, it's funny, regardless of what they speaking on. I understand that people have mistreated in the past and opportunities have been kept against them, but there's a bunch of save jokes out there. I mean, some black people get mad about it, but I would like to think that, like, most black people are like, if it's funny, it's funny. He's a comedian. He tells jokes. Slave jokes are gonna come. Also, when I go to a comedian, I'm just looking for laughs. It's like going to the strip club. We not in there downgrading women. We just throwing money in for the entertainment or the fact. Like, I'm going to a strip club to see girls shake their ass and get a massage from time to time. I know, that's sick. Shaq, why are you going to a strip club to get a massage from time to time? Because they always sneak up on you and be like, you want a massage, daddy? And it's like, I'm lit. I might as well get a massage. Why not? But the point I'm trying to push here is, we're not going to the strip club to downgrade women. We're going to the strip club for the entertainment, shaking the ass, drinks, whatever the case may be. So when you go watch a comedian do his thing, it's just going there for jokes. You're not going there to be serious. You're not going there to be outrageous. You're not going out there to be upset. You're not going there to look for and nitpick on anything the person says. You're going there for jokes. Thirdly, I know some people are going to have breakdowns on what they feel like. Shaq, that doesn't compare to that. That doesn't compare to that. That doesn't compare to that. Well, you know what I have to say to that? Black people have been punished, slaved, worked for free, did all this wild shit, whipped, raped, all this crazy shit for so many years. And they still allow the N-word to be broadcast on live television. They still allow the N-word to be pushed into our community. They still allow all these things about slavery. They still allow movies to be made about slavery. They still allow all these things. And I'm sorry, LGBT community, there's nothing that you can bring up that compares to that. Period. Like, you might have been discriminated against, you might have been attacked, you might have been all these things. But I will say this, it's never been legal for them to do that to you. At one point in time, it was legal for black people to work for free. It was legal to whip black people. It was legal for black people to not use the same bathrooms as other people. And I'm not here to compare right on wrong, worse or bad. I'm just laying down the facts of the situation. And I want to say, if someone like is a comedian like Dave Chappelle is, and they say wild shit from time to time, it's okay for you to get upset. It's your personal thing to get upset. Like, I'm not gonna like say, oh, like, you shouldn't be upset, you shouldn't do this. You upset, you right. This is my thing. You can't be out here like, yo, let's cancel this person, let's stop all work for this person. This person shouldn't be working in the work. Like, this person shouldn't be profiting off of this. Like, he's a comedian. This is what he do, to tell jokes. Like, he's not out here wearing white robes, burning crosses, and looking for people from the LGBTQ community. He's not doing that at all. I don't know him personally, but I'll bank all the money in my bank account that he's not out here doing that. Period. I'm just awed at the situation that some people are really, like, not upset, but calling for this man's job, calling for, like, He should be canceled. Calling for, like, he should not be working. He, people should not watch it. People should not do this. People should not do that. And it's like, you watch shows that they say the N-word. You watch every day on the news, some black kid gets shot down. You watch all these other shits and don't get upset about, but you gonna get upset about a man telling jokes? Something wrong there. Something wrong there. Something's wrong there. And that's, and I'm gonna leave it at that, because he went on a whole bunch of other things, and it's like, off of this alone, the logic on this alone is like, it's just weird to me that it's like, how you could correlate A and B, but C and D is just going over your head. Like, you don't care what happens with C and D. You just worried about A and B. And it's like, I understand, you might not relate to slavery and black people's struggle, but it's a struggle nonetheless. And there's battles to be fought. I'm gonna just leave it on. Because it's not making any sense to me. I'm gonna have to have somebody up here that's from the LGBT community and have them speak their piece. Because it just don't make no sense to me why you want somebody to get canceled for being a comedian and telling jokes. That's it. Next thing, moving on. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. And I should have took my advice with that, because I might have stepped out of my lane talking about Dave Chappelle and what's not. Popeyes, I'm on your ass. How you run out of chicken? I don't know if they ran out of chicken, but they ran out of something. Why they couldn't keep making a chicken sandwich? And I don't have a saying, but this is one of my sayings that I live to this day. It's stay in your lane. I might name this episode that. Stay in your lane. Because when you step out of your lane, you don't know what that lane consists of. And people always like, I'm diverse, I'm able to do this, I'm able to do that, I'm able to do this. But you might not be as good at it as someone that's been in that lane already. That's why they ran out of chicken sandwiches. How you run out of chicken sandwiches? It's funny to me, because it's like, you really tried to maneuver in somebody's lane and you wasn't ready to take over. How you not ready to take over? And it's like, I see a lot of people that, I'm gonna tell a story. I talk my shit on here. And this is why I always tell people, I'm not a comedian. I might be funny, you might laugh at what I'm saying from time to time, but I'm absolutely not a comedian. I tell people that all the time. And it's because I don't know how to, like, write out jokes and find out what people think is funny, what people don't think is funny. I'm just naturally funny. Like, I just naturally say funny shit. There's a difference there. Being a comedian is an art. It's just not people getting up and washing their ass. Like, it's not people just getting up and just talking. It's an art. Shout out to my boy, Kyle, Funny Buzzing on Instagram. Yo quiero tu fumar. But I'm going to say this. Me, I'm going to stay in my lane. I'm not going to be the guy that's out here trying to be funny, trying to tell jokes and trying to do skits and all this extra shit. That's not my lane. I'm not going to get into that. My lane is talking. If you're going to laugh here and there, don't get me wrong, I'm not boring, but I'm not a comedian. And I would like to say, if I make you laugh during any time during this episode, you better like this shit. Not playing with none of y'all. My likes better be concurrent with the plays. Period. Parallel, whatever you wanna say. My shit better be aligned with the plays. Cause I see mad plays, I only see like 15, 20 likes. How you got 140 plays but only 15 likes? Don't make no sense to me. Come on, people, get it together. All right, back to Popeyes. When, by the time y'all get the chicken sandwich back, the Thunder is already gone. Like, they think they're going to restock the chicken sandwich, and then they're going to get the same type of hype, the same type of... I spoke about this already on a past... I'm only 4 episodes in, and, like, I'm already going back to past podcasts that I spoke about. When I said strike while it's hot, it's strike while it's hot. I fucking meant that. Like, Popeyes had lightning in the bottle just now, and they should have striked while it's hot. You ran out of chicken sandwiches in the first week. We not even a month in. You ran out of chicken sandwiches in the first week. You lost that lightning in the bottle. By the time you get all your stores restocked, you're donezo. The hype is gone. And another thing to say about that. What's fucked up about the world is they still have some stores that got the chicken sandwiches. But it's in the neighborhoods that people got money. It's in the rich neighborhood. It's in the neighborhoods that people are well off. It's like, I went downtown to 14th Street and Popeyes had the chicken sandwich. But you come up to 125th or the Bronx and all them Popeyes stores is out of chicken sandwiches. It's like, what's going on here? We really doing it? They really showing the signs that, like, if shit was to hit the fan, all y'all poor niggas, y'all not getting no resources. All the poor people is not getting no resources. And I want to say this about the hurricane, too. It's like, I said this on the episode I talk about the rainforest. It's not going to affect us. It's not going to affect America north of, like, Carolina, Baltimore. North of that, you're not going to really feel it. It's all the islands and all the little places that's, like, got shores. Those places are going to feel it. And it's like, most of those places are poor places. And it's like, how are you supposed to, like, rebuild if you're already poor? If you're already a poor country, how are you supposed to rebuild after, like, natural disasters come and destroy it? Like, people, we got to pay attention. And understand that I know it's not affecting you. I know you wake up every day, the sunrise, the sunsets, the moon come up. And you don't have to clean up your island. You don't have to clean up the area you've been in because no natural disaster came. But you destroying the planet and, like, ordering in massive amount of orders that you don't need is killing the planet. All this shipping, all this donor bottles, plastic bottles, all this other shit is just destroying the planet, and small countries are going to feel the effect of that. And I know, ladies and gentlemen, this is what y'all came here for. It's funny because I be talking about all this enlightenment shit. I'm sorry about the chair. My A&R got a new chair, and it's fucking squeaky as shit. And he swear he got my Pro Tools right, but the shit is... It's better. I'm not going to get it wrong. It's better, but still not what I need. Still not perfect. Still not perfect. This is what I know y'all came here for. Y'all came here for the relationship advice. They'd be like, Shaq, what are you talking about? Talk about relationship. Nobody want to hear about the forest. Nobody want to hear about Popeyes. We want to hear what you got to say about men and women. Well, to start that segment off, I'm going to start with the Labor Day Parade. I didn't go this year. For the simple fact, one, this is the wackest carnival. It's the wackest one. I've been to Toronto. I've been to St. Kitts. I've been to Miami. This one is the... New York is the wackest one. For the simple fact, one, the police is just, they doing too much. They be doing too much. Like, let people run around. Let people be free. Like, if I want to go 2 bands up, I should be able to run 2 bands up, no problem. If I want to go 2 bands back, I should be able to run 2 bands back, no problem. But the police here, they want to barricade you off. They want you to stick to this one part, this one part, this one part. And the thing is, they doing all that, and it's like, people are still hopping over the barricades. So it's like, you might as well not even put the barricades. What else? Okay, back to the ladies and gentlemen now. When you in an environment like that, you gotta know, like, what people there for. People there to have fun, dance, get down, and get down. So if you're not willing to get down, ladies and gents, if you a guy and you're not willing to get pushed, kicked, stomped on, stepped on, you better not you better not wear nothing you feel like is valuable to you, and you don't want nobody to step on it, or you don't want nobody to kick you, you don't want nobody to step on you, you don't want nobody to do nothing to you. And ladies, I'm just, listen, I do not agree with this. I want to start off by saying I do not agree with this. I do not condone it. I do not do anything of those. Ladies, if you don't want to get, like, danced on, if you don't want some guy to just walk up behind you and start whining on you, just don't go in that environment. Just don't go over the barricades. Stay behind the barricades. You know what I mean? Watch as people get down and get down. You don't have to go behind the barricades. But once you step over that barricade, it is an unwritten rule that, like, we are here to dance. We gonna be, you might get groped. Fellas, you might get groped as well. And it's like, you might get pulled on. You might get this. You might get that. But that's the environment you're in. Once you go over the barricade, you're signing a terms and conditions set. You're basically signing a terms and conditions that I might get pulled. I might get groped on. I might get stepped on. I might get pushed. I might get powder thrown on me. I might get water thrown on me. And it's like something you got to accept. It's like, all right, I'm taking a risk. I'm going to do it. But I'm saying this. You're going to have a hell of a time. Don't get me wrong now. If you from the islands and you like that kind of music, and you're going to have a hell of a time. But I've been going to that shit since I was getting chaperoned to that shit. It's like, I've been going to that shit since I had to follow my grandmother around the whole time. Like, I couldn't even jump the barricades because I was too young going to that shit. And then by the time, let me tell you something. That first time you go by yourself, no chaperone, no parents, no nothing. It's just whatever you want to do. Best time of your life. But like I said, you're not going to get that lightning in the bottle again. So you better enjoy it the first time. Because you're not going to get that lightning in the bottle again. But I've been to that shit plenty of times. And they said it was going to rain this year. And I figured it's not even worth it. It's going to possibly rain. And, like, this is the wackest one to me. Like, I'm really not going to enjoy it. You're way better off going to Juve. You're way better off getting down there the night before and wilding out. You're better off doing that. So next year, you know, it's not the parade that you want to go to. It's the Juve you want to go to. And the Juve is even more wild than the parade. So if you say you want to go to the Juve, you better strap up and be prepared for some shit. That's all I'm going to say. Now that I touched that topic, I want to say that I love all my people that show support on my third episode that I dropped. The support was wonderful in that episode. And I just want to give a shout out to everybody that listened, everybody that liked the videos, everybody that shared it, everybody. I just want to give a big shout out. And I want to say, I want to have a lady up here next episode. Next episode, we're going to have a lady up here. And me and her are going to go at it because that's what I do when you come on Shaq TV podcast. And I want to say this. To the lady that I do choose, it's no, I'm not talking about that. So, we're going to have a intensive screening because you got to be open on this podcast. As you can see, my boy LaVon came up here last episode and spoke about his heartbreak, and he was open about it. So, you got to be open on this podcast if you're going to come up here. Because, as you know, everybody can't come up here. I've made that clear. All right. Next on the docket is DeMarcus Cousins. Some of y'all may not know him. Some of y'all may know him. DeMarcus Cousins is a NBA basketball player that has one of the worst lucks in the universe. He tore his Achilles, ripped his
thigh apart and then tore his ACL on the same leg. And as a basketball player, tearing muscles in your leg is not what you want to be doing. I pray for him. He gets my condolences and all that. But that's not what you want to be doing. He's been having a rough year. Rough 2 years, matter of fact. Been having a rough 2 years. So, the story behind it is that he had a wedding recently, and his ex-girlfriend, which now is his child's, well, been his child mother for 7 years. He has a kid with the woman, and she didn't want to allow his son to come to his wedding, which I have a problem with. I have a problem with that. It's like, it's my wedding. Why can't my son come? I have a big problem with that. Like, why couldn't his son come? Whatever the case may be, if you're mad at him, if you don't agree with the new person he's getting married to, I feel like his son should still be at his wedding, regardless of how he treated you, how he think of a father he is. His son should be at that wedding, period. And if anybody thinks that his son shouldn't be at his wedding, you're going to have to see me, and we're going to shoot the hands. 30 seconds, we're going to get it. Second thing, why I bring up this topic. He said some things to his baby mother that he shouldn't have said and should never come out any man's mouth. At all. Never come out of any man's mouth to a woman. Not even to a woman. To anybody. Never come out of man's mouth to a woman. It's just some things you say and some things you don't say. And the thing he said was, I'm going to get it wrong, but I'm paraphrasing. Bitch, I'll put a bullet in your head. He said something along that lines. But I know for sure it was definitely a bullet into her head. And I would say I don't condone that. I don't agree with him saying that. He should have never said that. And there was a warrant out for his arrest. He got arrested, got locked up after his wedding. And it's like all over this, over a human being that it took two to make. It took two people to make this human being. But the mother, in this society, the mother gets more control, more privileges, and the benefit of the doubt. The father, on the other hand, is looked at as like, okay, we got to protect the mother and the child from you. That's how the fathers looked at. I'm not even talking about DeMarcus Cousins' situation anymore. That was just my foundation, but now I'm going into something else. The mother and the child is always protected in the court of law, public opinion, and in the family's eyes. In the family's eyes, the mother and the child will always be the ones that are like, he not taking care of y'all, he not doing this, he not doing that, he not doing... And it's like, why is that the case? When it's like, and this is another thing. People love to say there's double standards on this earth. I feel like the double standards are equal. Men might have more double standards, but like I said at the end of my podcast, pussy is power. Women, y'all have the most powerful double standards. Y'all double standards will end a nigga. Period. Back on topic. This environment that we created for a woman and a child, I love it. For the simple fact that women are nurturers. They're like, they get a different feeling when they create an offspring. Naturally, that's the case. Like, women are more caring, loving, soft, and tender, and all these things. And guys are the more rough, tough, buff, knocking shit over, I pick shit up and I put it down type of people. But we should understand everybody's different and everybody we have, like, information given to us now. Like, we are not apes. We can comprehend things. We can learn things. We can change things about ourselves. And I would like people to just, like, really sit down and think about that. Like, we always, like, go back to our natural instincts. And I understand it's tough. I understand it's hard. Because, like, why don't you want to do what you naturally feel? You should be doing what you naturally feel. I wish I had an answer for you. I'm gasping because it's tough for me even to like, hold back my natural urge. Whatever the shit. But if, what is urge? Hold back my natural urge. Because I would go to the gym and it would be like, and that's another bone I gotta pick. That's a pet peeve of mine. Like, ladies, don't come to the gym all makeup on, like, whole, like, short G-strings, whatever the fucking tights is. Like, let me just be hugging your body tight. Don't come to the gym just like that. Like, you could come in a nice spandex and a sports bra, you'll be good. But, like, you come to the gym in the booty shorts and, like, nothing on, and it's just like old skin showing, and you got on makeup, and you in here like just squatting, like you make it really difficult for us to work out, because our natural urge is to look, and it's like, god damn. All right, off that. But what's happening to DeMarcus Cousins is a real bad situation, real slippy situation, and I just want to say, we gotta find a better balance for all these social constructs and double standards. We got to fix all of them. And the only way we're going to fix them is by breaking them down and rebuilding them how we want them to be built. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of the show. Ladies, y'all know my motto. Pussy is power. Please, don't be just giving it up to any nigga out here. And fellas, wait your turn, and please, please, it's levels. You got to find out what level you on, and respect what level you on, and you know how I'm going to end it. Got to end it with a reggae, because it's lady. Yeah. Me never believe you. Yeah, squeeze you. Oh, cocky dope by me.